One Flat Summer by Dave Sheathley, with Gerard McDermott as Ken and Gillian Bevan as Margaret. Episode 1, The Craven Stakes.
The stalls open with a shout, and the horses spread out in a shake of colour, and you're there and you're off. And when they turn into a straight, and yours moves into second place, going like an arrow against the rail, the heart beats against the chest, the mouth dries, yes, yes, and into the last furlong, and yours finds another gear and stretches away towards the line. The jockey's pinned to the wind, and it's a winner, and the afternoon turns to gold.
Unfortunately, this doesn't happen very often. And unfortunately, it doesn't go on forever. Sometime later, you have to come back to Earth.
Not being required furthermore, so to speak, affects personnel in different ways. However, there is a common observable pattern which we may outline as follows. Disbelief, anger, depression. D-A-D, DUD. A simple acronym, if not an entirely salubrious one in this context, given the breadwinner connotations. Note the order.
Jack Tanker, hitman, nailed on smile.
Oddly enough, personnel do not normally raise the question of monetary settlement until the final stages of the interview, so to speak. As if fiscal arrangements were the last thing on their mind. Having said that, it can be disagreeable, not to say tense, to preside over these, shall we call them, separations. One's heart, so to speak, can break.
That's not Jack Tanker's heart breaking. He's knocked over his glass of mineral water. Nerves. Black news in a grey suit. White knuckles around the painful truth. Jack Tanker's earned himself a special tag in the last 2 years. And not the one that might spring to mind first off for an axe-wielding smoothie with such a tempting name. No, we call him Shipwreck. It refers to a sudden disaster and conjures up images of personnel, so to speak, drowning. These things happen so quickly. 1 minute you're slotting the car in its usual numbered space in the car park. The next, the wife's out choosing something for the wake.
Oh, what do you think?
Oh, it suits you, madam.
Really?
It's very nice. Olive green. Is it for a special occasion?
Leaving do. My husband's work. Long service.
Oh, that's nice. Lots of presents, I expect.
Yes. I'll take it, I think.
But it's not quite the right word, leaving. And Margaret knows it.
Olive green. What do you think?
It's very nice. Not one of your husband's polyester numbers, that.
It's rather expensive. Still, for the occasion.
Yeah, reminds me. Where did I put my black tie?
About Saturday, Ken.
Yeah, what about it?
Don't make a scene. I don't want to crawl under the table.
Yeah.
You've prepared a speech?
Sort of.
Well, what's that mean?
Sort of hard to know what to say, given the circumstances.
Not too long, Ken.
Not too long, Margaret.
And not too short.
Not too short.
There'll be a lot of people there.
I know, but at least four of them I will never be able to forgive. And a dozen I don't want to see ever again, which leaves... Well, I'm struggling.
You're going to have to get out with dignity. No waves, okay?
Well, what can I say? In the silence between anger and depression, I don't think I can say anything. I'm shipwrecked, so to speak. Not the first or the last. All these lovely gifts. Golf clubs, walking gear. The ticket for two in Paris for a week. What can I say? Well, not too long and not too short, Margaret said. I can say thank you, and I will. What else? 33 years. And I didn't even ring the request stop bell myself. Still, no scenes. What can I say? In the circumstances, only one thing. Au revoir, Renton Baileys. Au revoir to all those selling days.
Paris was pleasant enough, walking with Margaret by the Black River, under the bridges, floating in the mists of winter. It's a great capital city, but ordinary Halifax and Hull faces on the streets. Back home, it's time to start again, time to regroup.
not time yet, surely, for cardigan, pipe and leisure brochures, with the silver-haired, stuck-on smiling models staggering up country lanes in appalling tweeds.
Income, growth. Growth, income.
Just like that.
Quite. The twin poles of the investment planning strategy.
So to speak.
Quite. Now, how do you see your outlay in proportional terms, given these two objectives?
Outside, the starlings wheel and dive over the town hall, like a tattered cloak in the grey slab afternoon sky. The planned careful years roll in to meet me. Should have slipped quietly into the mucky Seine, down into the deep, to join the other French final solutions.
So, what do you think, Ken?
What?
Mr. Watson, at the bank. His advice, the way he explained it, the brochures are very helpful.
All that common sense.
Well, what's wrong with being practical, for heaven's sake?
I'm going to get another job, Margaret.
Of course you are. I'm just being cautious. Investment. Saving. Planning things, you know.
I haven't had the check yet. When I get it, I'll bang it in the building society. Make decisions later.
No, you've got to get it in investment. Make it work for us.
Did you see the starlings?
Starlings?
Through the window at the bank. A great flock over the town hall.
What are you on about?
I'm going for a walk into town. The first of many, no doubt.
You're not going to be easy, are you? Angry with life, like your father.
Well, Dad's not angry. He's just in permanent shock. I might just join him.
You were boiling up in Paris. I thought you were going to hit that waiter.
I don't do fisticuffs, Margaret. Yet. I'll see you later.
Starlings? This isn't going to be easy.
Useless jockey! Now don't go there, not the inside. No room, there's no room. Oh, thanks very much. You've done my dough, jockey. Did you see that?
It's not good riding.
Oh, two round robins and a Canadian, and that was my banker. I don't need it. Kill that jockey if ever I see him in Tesco's.
Don't smile. Not in here. Look serious. Eyes on the screen. Scholar of the turf pose. He's right anyway, the jockey. Useless. Shouldn't have gone for the inside rail. Apprentice. All got to learn, of course. Still, I should avoid Tesco's for a while, kid.
I'm off. There's one compensation. It's the dogs tonight. And we're lucky. Tina's pet in the first race. Cannot lose.
I wear this city like a coat. I know the faces on the pavements. The smell of the streets. If you stay in one place all your life, it gets to run like a film, scene after scene. Here's where I met him. That's where I first kissed her, once I fell there. Often I've sat here, stood there, thought this, saw that. Here's where the days have slipped through.
So, what are you doing today? Library?
Don't think so. I went Monday.
Not the betting shop, Ken.
Betting shop? That's Saturdays.
Not judging by these pink slips I keep finding.
Ah, I thought I might paper the back bedroom.
You want to be careful. It's a drain.
Our Christine asked me to wheel Lucy around for an hour.
Well, you did that yesterday.
Oh, I don't mind. She likes to keep on the move. She likes the sound of the wheels on the wet gravel. She likes to look up at the trees. And I sing to her.
Sing? Out loud?
How do you sing, Margaret?
What else do you get up to?
I tell her how local government works. And the banking system. She's a very good listener. Oh, by the way, I have a restart interview tomorrow.
What's that exactly?
I'm not sure. But it sounds like something to do with breakdowns. Very fitting.
You will put the rain cover on, Dad, won't you? If it starts.
The forecast going is good to firm. She won't need it.
What are you on about now?
I thought I'd take her past the dams.
And not too late back, okay?
Come on then, Your Highness. Let's be having you in the stalls.
Oh, and go easy on the dummy, Dad, okay?
More instructions than a fix-it kit. We'll go past the dams, where I first kissed your grandma. Where I took your mum when she was her first yellow knitted baby hat like yours. Where I walked and stared at the water when shipwreck gave me the news. Take my advice, Primrose. Never stay in the same place for a long time. It leads to a bad case of repetitions. And not just that, it never lets you forget. Not for a moment.
Sit down, Mr. Warburton.
Thanks.
I've got all your basic details. Thanks for filling it all in. Bit of a drag, I know. Some of the questions are sort of pointless. Don't blame me. I didn't design the CV pro forma.
You shall be unblamed, Miss Franklin.
Janice, please. Now, I think we need to outline the main objectives in your plans for seeking fresh work.
You've no windows in here, have you?
No, it is a bit oppressive in this office. I've complained to Mr. Kirkham about that.
No, Starlings.
Sorry?
You were saying, objectives. Fresh work sounds like a salad. Not a bad stint, 33 years.
I realise it was perhaps a difficult thing for you to come.
Is difficult.
I'm not helping you, am I? Sorry about that. But you did opt for this assessment and guidance service.
I've just realised. Of course. Janice. Janice Franklin. You were at school with our Christine. Christine Warburton. Used to call round to our house in the morning. Used to stand in the kitchen with your satchel, like a long streaking out with skirts just below your chin, while our Christine tried to get ready. You were always early, and she was never ready, right?
They weren't that short, Mr. Warburton.
What?
The skirts.
Sorry, I'm gabbling. I'll tell her I've seen you.
How is Christine? I haven't seen her for ages.
I've had a few drinks, actually. Apologies. Getting some courage up to see you.
Well, perhaps...
You don't understand, do you? Me coming here and all that.
But I do. I know what it must be like.
Oh, you've done some role-play training sessions, have you, with one of your office boys playing the part of a redundant wrinkly. Now then, Kevin, you'll be 55 and depressed and awkward, ready when you are.
That's not very fair, is it?
Ain't it? Ah, shouldn't have come here.
Maybe we can rearrange this another time. Our service is flexible. We can touch bases any time.
It's just... I put a suit on for this, you know. Oh, hell. What is wrong with me?
Would you like a drink of water?
What did you say?
A drink of water. A breath of air, perhaps.
No. Before that, a phrase. You said we can...
Touch bases?
Yeah. That's what I thought you said. She's got a little girl.
Sorry?
Our Christine. Lucy. Nigel's idea, I think. He's the one with the decisions. So, I'm a granddad now, you see.
That's great.
I forgot to put it on my CV. They want a space on the pro forma.
Is that a joke?
Actually, I've got to go.
Dad? Hello?
Oh, you. Still on the planet, then?
Oh, I've been busy. Sorry I haven't called.
Busy being redundant, is it?
Sort of. Well, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Is this Lotto's crack? Never read so much misery. They should print these papers with black edges. Tragedy, lies, corruption, death, pages of it. All these stories that don't connect. Do you think they're trying to send us mad? Day after day. And what about this carrot scare?
You are.
Oh, a great informed person hasn't heard of the poisonous carrots. A cup of tea.
Oh, I can't stay too long, actually.
Of course you can't. Rush. I'd have thought you'd have lots of time to play with now.
Oh, it takes up time finding fresh work.
What are you doing with your time, then?
Watching the Starlings.
Yeah, don't take the piss. I'm a pensioner.
How's the doctor been this week?
I have told her not to bother. Useless piecing open sandals shouts at me like I were a bloody turnip.
Are you eating hot food?
What's that going to do with anything?
It's important.
Since when? What are you going to do now? That's more important.
I've told you I can sell cancer. I'll find some outlets.
You stay too long in one place.
I know that.
It's your age they don't like.
I know.
Your tap's been disconnected. You need to get a move on.
I know.
I had a chop and some mash. Now you're satisfied.
So, you're managing?
No, I'm not. It's just an act I put on.
Well, you look well enough.
That's what Sandals said. They're dropping right flies around me and all that. Dick Frome, remember?
Who?
School teacher, lived up at garage. Used to play golf with on a Wednesday. Put it like a blind man. He went last week. And do you know what the last thing he said was?
What?
His wife rang me. She said, what's in this sandwich? Is it tuna? Dear, wonderful, isn't it? A lifetime of the college and knowledge, and that's his parting words.
It's random, isn't it? All of it.
Well, you're doing okay, Dad.
Just before you came this afternoon, I were on the train with your mother. And we were looking into a field. There's a tattered scarecrow in a top hat and black long johns, and she were laughing. The rain came in through the window. And I've sat here now, and I can smell the fields and the dusty carriage, and see that silver brooch on her dress? The path, kiddo, it taps at the door every day. Even if no one else does.
You ought to get out more, Dad. You're still fit to walk.
Yeah, I don't feel safe. I like to keep it short out there. I feel better here with a gas fire cheering. Now, any ideas for your lump sum?
Yeah, I thought I'd put it on the favourite at Catrick, 3:30 tomorrow.
That's not like you, two jokes in one afternoon. You're not heading for a breakdown, are you?
Yeah, that was yesterday, Dad. But I went for a restart.
I could do with one of those. Yeah, I might have a sleep now. If I don't wake up again, grave money's under the mat. Get a band in.
Film running. City centre. Sunlight drops shadows in the Peace Gardens where the cider men sway among the first crocuses. Eric Copplestone. At school together. Clever kid. University. Teaching. Headship at 39. Prominent citizen. Went for a takeaway. Stayed too long in the pub. Going home. Ran over a child on a crossing. There he is on his bench. His straw hat says, Friends with Jesus. He looks straight through me. One extra drink. One lad dashing home when the green man was winking. Life as lucky dip.
Can you give me any prices on the 3:30 at Doncaster?
Just a minute. 3:30?
Please.
Oh, we haven't any prices for that race.
I'll take SP then.
It's Ken Warburton, isn't it? Brenton Bayliss? Lizzie Weir to the trade?
That's right.
Sales, right?
Right again. I can't place you. Sorry,
Have a guess. They didn't have that many black faces there, did they?
Canteen?
Right kind of job, but the wrong location.
Sorry.
Maintenance. Life with the Spanners. I left 10 years ago. Charlie Monks. They used to call me Curly. Rhymed with early. It was a joke. One of your little hobbies, is it, this?
Sort of. And you?
For me, it's the way of life, Ken. Retired, is it?
Hardly. More like shoved.
Oh, you didn't want to go then?
I did not. Trouble is, they make it all sound so sensible. Inevitable.
You're looking for work?
Yeah. Something like that.
You'll not find it in here.
What will I find in here, then?
Oh, it depends on what you're looking for.
Winners, mainly. You?
Well, is there anything else? You are serious about it, though. What won the 2,000 guineas 3 years ago?
Zaphonic. Eddery. I think it was 6-5 on. It came late.
That's brilliant. That sounds serious to me.
Okay, I do follow the horses. To the ends of the earth. I just don't bet much. Mr. Average, you know. You?
Oh, let's just say I've found a way. Well, you have to know what you're doing. You have to work at it. You have to put the hours in. I've had the time, you see. That's your point. Cup of tea?
Well, I really ought
to. You're wondering about these crutches?
Not really.
Well, you haven't asked me.
Well, you haven't told me.
I like that. It was an accident 10 years ago.
Not at the firm.
A Volvo got me in the night. I was jogging.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You've got to be, haven't you? They hang about. So what do you reckon?
Gresham boy.
So do I. I see we're going to get on.
I thought she was going to be caught on the line.
No way. You are nervy, aren't you? It was worth more than a fiver.
Oh, I have to be careful cash-wise these days.
I've got some combo for this little lot.
I should hope so.
Set about making it work. Serious betting.
It's full-time then, is it? You've lived off it. Gambling.
Oh, the legs are the problem. You need to be on a course, don't you?
Ah, no. Taxi, you mean.
Not just that. I mean, you need to see your horses. Assess your races. Watch your markets. You have to be there. You have to see the money move like the tides. You have to be ready to catch the winners. They're like shooting stars.
I've always been too busy to go racing properly like that.
Your car could be useful.
The car?
You still have wheels, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Well, look, Newmarket, next week. Fancy going? Spring meeting.
Next week? Could be difficult.
I don't have that problem. My obligation walked out.
Right.
I don't blame her. She got fed up.
With the betting?
With the limping. So, how about next week? The Craven meeting?
Another time, perhaps. Could be a bit of a problem.
That's a pity. There is something rather special. It would be a pity to miss it. I'll chip in on the petrol, by the way.
A horse, you mean?
Yes, Ken, a horse. He jumped off the page last night. Breeding, class, trainer. I study every night for 2 or 3 hours. After news night. I used to jog. It'll be a good price. Could clean up. Actually, I've a rather good contact on this one.
Insider information, you mean?
The only way. You haven't asked yet about the horse. I like that. Not a greedy man, Ken.
Well, I'm curious to say the least.
It's in the Craven. Come with me to the course. Then you won't have to guess. Without the wheels, I can't work properly.
That must be difficult.
Look, my number. Ring me if you're interested. Any night after...
News night?
Yeah, got it.
Check came today. Lump sum. Push-off money made out to Ken Swansong Warburton. Building Society. Behind the counter, Janet, Karen, Trish, £10 note girls. Pass book into inside pocket. All those years for a 2-minute payoff. A single round figure in a book next to a beating heart.
You've nearly finished that bottle, Ken. On your own.
I had a winner today.
Mm. How did you get on at the restart interview?
Oh, I didn't tell you. Janice Franklin interviewed me.
Do you remember her skirts? Disgraceful. Yeah,
she didn't think so.
What did she have to say? Was she any help?
1 by 3 lengths going away. John Reed on it. 8-1, nice price.
Janice Franklin, what did she have to say?
Oh, we touched bases. Brilliant. Actually, I found it difficult talking to a schoolgirl.
Don't be silly. You need people like her. Guidance. And there's whole professions of such people out there now. Therapists, counsellors, advisors.
Yeah, I know that. Some of them surfaced at Renton's. The briefcase is clasped to them like life buoys.
Ken.
A sense of humour you needed a search party to unearth.
Oh, don't stop.
A code of loyalty you'd find in your average locust.
Red wine does not suit you.
Yeah, they were the people who assessed me. They were the ones who disqualified me. Me, one of the winners.
You finished?
Yeah, very much so. Finished. Past the post. Actually, there was one thing. Next week, I'm going racing.
Racing? Horse racing, you mean?
Newmarket. It'll be an early start.
Well, there's the shopping. Not to mention the garden.
Oh, I'll catch up on that next week.
Well, it's a hell of a way to go, Ken.
It's only 0.5 mile, super safe.
No, I meant... Do you want me to come with you to Newmarket?
You don't like racing.
Well, to keep you company, that's all. It's a long drive.
I've been long driving on my own all my life. Anyway, I'm going with somebody, actually.
Who?
A friend, somebody I used to work with.
Really?
We met up again by accident.
In the betting shop, I expect.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Anyone I know?
I doubt it. A bloke that used to work in maintenance. Curly.
Curly what?
Actually, I've forgotten. We just knew him as Curly. He left 10 years ago. Seems after he left, he had a road accident. He's on crutches. I said I'd drive him, help him out.
Very charitable of you.
It's not just that. I'd really like to go to Newmarket. HQ and all that.
HQ?
Headquarters.
Yeah, I know what HQ stands for, Ken. HQ of what exactly?
Flat racing. I've never been to Newmarket. You don't mind me going, do you?
Where does he live, this Curly?
I've no idea. Does it matter?
Well, go easy, won't you?
I don't drink when I'm driving, Margaret. You know that.
I didn't mean drink. I meant money. Got to be careful now.
The tap's disconnected, you mean?
What?
Dad's quaint way of putting it.
He's quite right, actually. Well, if it's that important, you better go then. Get it out of your system. Some chance.
I really had you down as a slinking away man. Goodbye, Ken from South.
Well, here I am, Curly from maintenance, no slinking.
Nice car.
Yeah, tanker let me keep it. His handshake was dry and quick.
You don't hang around, do you, salesman?
Sometimes, when I had a long journey, I'd talk a race through, do a little commentary, imagine how it'd work out.
You could have had a crash.
Thousands of miles clocked, and only one bump. Outside Beverly, actually.
You're a nice course.
You are?
Beverly. I once had 200 on a horse that got beat in a 30 finish. I framed a bookie's ticket in black. He can ask what you brought.
300. My limit, I'm afraid.
Aye, safe. one bet, okay?
You must be joking.
Look, we're talking judgment here. We're talking study. We're talking late nights. We're talking serious information.
Margaret would turn white. Money like that.
She doesn't know, does she?
I'll say she doesn't.
Wise. Well, women don't understand gambling. They're programmed to resist it. Like us and Uberin.
Mind you, she has her 2 quid worth on the lottery for Saturday.
The lottery's not gambling. You can't study the lottery.
Yeah, try telling her that.
That's why they invented it. So women could be brought at last safely into the gambling fold. Small stakes, silly numbers. It's okay, isn't it? For the girls. Next turn off, by the way. Look at the sunshot.
Is that good for us?
Perfect. We'll have to go in hard and quick as soon as the book's open, okay?
Hard on what, exactly?
I thought you'd never ask. Beecham King.
Beecham King? I thought we were going for all half. So everybody else is.
Look, you stick with me, Ken. Keep your nerve. Al Half is not a world beater. They never are.
Al Half is on the outside, beginning to challenge, and Willie Carson goes to his whip on Al Half. Beecham King's not out of it. He's coming fast on the outside, but Al Half has it by a narrow lead.
Going like an arrow against the rim. The heart beats against the chest. The mouth dries, yes. Yes, and into the last furlong. And the jockey's pinned to the wind, and the afternoon turns to gold. A winner.
Beecham King has beaten Al Half by a neck. In third place, Polaris Flight, 3 lengths away, and then came Rio de Vida. And
I couldn't get a decent view. Rotten crutches.
It won, it bloody won.
Don't sound so surprised. You did get 9-2.
You what?
The price, Ken, the price.
Yeah, 9-2. Curly, we've won a packet.
I know what we've won, Ken. Calm down. Get yourself a double orange juice. Mine's a whiskey.
4 figures.
You know what I think? I think we should form a partnership. Transport, capital, skill, information.
Oh, it was
what do you say,
close.
Eh?
It was very close. A neck, I reckon.
Slinking away. It was a winner, Ken.
Yeah, shooting stars, you said.
It's just the beginning, Ken. What do you reckon, eh? You and me, a summer on the flat.
In episode 1 of One Flat Summer by Dave Sheesby, Gerard McDermott played Ken, Gillian Bevan, Margaret, Anthony Afebu, Curly, Rachel Atkins, Christine, and Keith Marsh, Dad. Andrea Pickering played Janice, Stephen Thorne, Tanker, David Brooks, Super Yankee, Tracy Ann Oberman, the shop assistant, and Hugh Dixon, the bank manager. The director was David Hunter.